here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
In the building, DJ Don Pablo.
How you doing, man?
What's up, pal?
Great to be here, as always.
I like the dignitary hat, looking sexy.
Thank you. Thank you. Had to plug him, you know.
That's what he said. I know. I think I have like four of them now.
I have a nice little collection going.
Yeah, I got a red one. Did you got a red one?
No. How'd you get a red one?
I don't even want to say.
You got a guy.
I may have taken it off the counter at Ian's house. I don't know. Like, we got the same size head. Bye.
Think I'll do that myself.
He's still looking for it. I tried to drag one of his big green eggs into my car. It's not going to happen.
Well, he's got cigars, too.
Oh, yeah.
Cigar guy?
Crazy, right?
I gotta get me one of those, man.
Yeah. I know he was at Ducky's last Saturday spinning.
Yeah, he rocks out there, man.
I know, man.
He does the old school set.
I wanted to go, but I slept until like 1 o'clock on Saturday.
You earned the right to.
Like a grand champion. I was like, I woke up at like 10 o'clock and I was like, oh man, look at that, 6 hours sleep. And then my inner self went, hey, fat ass, that ain't going to do it. It's your day off. Go back to bed. And I was like, I'll grab another half hour. Woke up 3 hours later. I'm like, yeah.
How'd you feel afterwards?
Oh, I still felt like crap. But okay. You know, not as bad as I could have.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Checking Twitter out. I didn't want to leave out Chooch. We hurt his feelings. We didn't want to make him an a-hole. Twitter's still blowing up. We really do appreciate it. And your boyfriend, with a great, great tweet, Florida State guy, I believe he said something along the lines, if you don't pick Jameis to bang it out with from the Bucks, you guys are going
to
break up.
Yeah, I said, if you don't take Jameis to bang it out with, we're breaking up.
There's a couple Florida State guys on our team that you can choose. You know what I mean? Bobo Wilson.
Bobo?
Bobo Wilson.
I'm not banging it out with a Bobo.
No, you don't. Come on, Bobo.
No.
Get it, Bobo.
That's like a clown name.
So? No. I don't
want to bang a clown.
Why not?
What if Thomas wanted you to call him Bobo during the bangy bang time?
Oh, how about combo? J-Boo Bobo.
I like it.
J-Boo?
J-Boo is Jameis's nickname, yeah.
J.
What if he's like, call me J-Boo Bobo?
I can't even say that.
J-Boo Bobo.
J-Boo Bobo.
Yes. You got to scream that.
Very natural, yeah. Too.
J-Boo Bobo.
Yes.
I like that.
Right now, he's at home right now getting all chubbed up.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I'm going, my final answer is Jaquizz. I feel like I could work that into
it. I like Jaquizz. Yeah.
It's because you like saying that name. That's why.
I can work that into, you know, a script.
Did somebody Jaquizz all over the place in here? What's going on right now? This is crazy. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. This story here, like, this blew my mind when I saw this. And
it's pretty ridiculous.
And now, another 102.5 The Bone Real Raw Sports Update.
It fits. This is a bad one. This has been a tough week for racial tension, to say the least. Understatement of the day. And then, the big four-letter network running a marathon, a fantasy football marathon, which I love.
That's great.
I love fantasy football. We have our draft coming up, the Bone Draft.
The weekend of the punch-out.
Are there still slots open if people want to go sign up for the Bone Fantasy Football Draft?
There, you still have plenty of time. We'll also take walk-ups, so go on to the Bone Online. TheBoneOnline.com.
J-Boo Bobo!
Look, you're not the only one that can stroke out, okay? TheBoneOnline.com. It's on the main page with the main slider. Click on that. You can sign up for the Bone Fantasy Football League. It's my third year running it. I'm excited.
My third year being a person that...
Member of the league?
A league commissioner.
I'm not a commissioner. A league commissioner.
I'm the commissioner of the league.
No, Justin Pulowski is the commissioner.
That's why I said the commissioner of the league. I'm the commissioner.
Yeah, I'll knock you out of that chair. Okay, so I'm a commissioner of a 10-player league?
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yep.
What am I the commissioner of?
Are you going to do a team?
Jaquizz.
No. Jaquizz.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Get a race.
Come on, I'll be racist. Anyway... They did a skit during this. I guess when you have 24 hours of fantasy football coverage, you have to fill in more than just X's and O's talks and all that stuff. So they did a skit. I'm really confused how somebody looked over this looked over who was involved, and nobody said, "Hey, wait a second, this is a bad look. Let's not do that." So let's set it up for you. A lot of fantasy football leagues are auction. Yep. Auction leagues. Mm-hmm. I won an auction league last year. They're fun. You get a fake amount of money. $1,000 in fake money, and then you have to use that money.
Every player's got a worth.
Right. Or you start the bidding. And then you bid on players, and then, you know, how you budget your money is how good your team will end up being. You have to be smart. Well, you know, let's say you had a room full of white dudes for a fantasy football auction.
Okay.
When you have an auctioneer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're auctioning off, black athletes?
Yeah.
Bell.
Does that sound like a really bad part of history?
An ugly bell.
So when you're sitting in the creative team meeting,
yeah,
and you're putting this together.
It's not good.
Nobody stopped and said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is giving me deja vu, guys.
Well, you weren't there.
What?
Here's the sketch. I'll play the audio. And you judge. We'll break it down, and we'll get your opinions on it. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025.
Next on the auction block, we got Odell Beckham Jr., who I have $15.
All right, they're holding up a little stick with a little picture of his face on it. Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver for the Giants, a superstar,
yes.
Pro Bowler. There is, looks like, 4 rows of chairs.
There's probably 40 people in that little auction area.
Yeah, about 40, 50 people. Yeah. I see all. It's all
white people.
It's all white people, right?
There are one of them.
It looks like there's a black lady, maybe.
I thought so too.
No, it's all white people.
Yep.
All of them.
Hmm.
Okay. Please.
Not playing, huh?
No, it's going to play. You'll see. There's no way this thing would screw me.
Of course it would.
No, it wouldn't do that.
Yep.
Not in the middle of a bit.
That computer doesn't like what you're.
It just said media cannot be played. That means they took it down.
That's possible.
They took it down.
Oh.
But I think
were there choice words used? Or
No.
No, it was just
It was
nuanced.
Aired on ESPN.
Look, yeah. I don't think it was done purposely. It was just it was something overlooked. Like they didn't nobody was whoever put it together.
Somebody got fired.
They had to.
There were no black people at the auction
in the entire skit.
No.
None.
And
maybe
half
black?
I didn't No. I didn't watch the whole skit, but I saw the Odell Beckham Jr. was the first guy. And right then I was like, whoa, man, what are we doing? So they came out and apologized. The skit garnered a lot of criticism with people pointing it out. The skit appeared eerily similar to what one would have seen during a slave auction. When asked for his thoughts by retired NFL player Dominique Hamilton, New York Giants player Odell Beckham Jr. replied on Twitter. He just said, speechless. There's a lot of really, really bad. They put a lot of people's tweets up here. It's a really, really bad look. So what do you think? Do you think it was on purpose a little bit by somebody in the writer, whoever was part of writing this? Or
it's Disney, bro. Disney ain't going to do something like that, man.
Well,
on purpose.
It's ESPN. I think
the umbrella is Disney.
I know, but I don't think the mouse had anything to do with it. I think the mouse had everything to do with, hey, get out here and apologize.
Okay.
He was like, oh boy, that's a bad skit. Guys, oh, that's bad. Could you guys maybe, I don't know, take that down. What are you doing? Jesus F. I thought I hung around Goofy. You guys are Goofy. Then he just starts slapping the piss out of everybody with his big white hands.
It's a new voice. I like that.
I think the person that wrote it thought that it was kind of funny for that reason and thought that they could get away with it. Like no one else was going to pick up on it.
No, it's bad. It's just stupid. Yeah. Especially this week, man.
Yeah, it's a bad week.
What are you doing?
Bad week.
What are you doing?
Bad timing.
If we look, we're very edgy on this show.
Nah.
No, we are. We are.
Anna
definitely.
Is.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Well, I would agree with that.
Well, Anna's under my umbrella that you like to say,
there you
Ryan
go.
Adams.
There you go.
So if
okay.
she's in
Don't
trouble.
Don't you quiz on my parade.
If she's in trouble, I'm in trouble. Right? She is my protege. If she does something bad, it's on me too. So, and trust me, I've been there. And I'm okay with it. But there's no way we would have done this.
No.
This week. Mm-hmm. No way we would have done
Maybe
it.
Maybe even ever.
Right.
Oh, but especially this week.
Says the girl who had an idea before the show, we had to kibosh.
Hey, man, what are you peeling
it
the curtain back?
It was a great idea, bitch.
It was a good idea.
It was a good idea.
I don't like what you're doing right now.
For the podcast.
Ryan, you are you Julius Caesaring her, and I don't like it at all.
I didn't say what
What
it was.
Do you think, Don Pablo? You think somebody was being cute and thought it could slip through the cracks?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't like it at all. And Kenny Mayne, who I love, I really like him as a sportscaster and a personality. I think he's very, very entertaining.
Always.
He's just sticking up for the company, but he came out and said he was responding to Sean King, who's a friend of mine, local guy, coach for the USF Bulls, poker player. He says...
he is a poker player.
Oh, yeah, big-time poker player.
Is he any good?
Yeah, he's very aggressive, which you need to be when you're a good poker player. I will say that. But, Sean King responded. I'm trying to find his exact response. There's a ton of responses. I mean, it just goes on forever. But I saw Kenny Mayne's response to him, and he goes, Sean King said, dear ESPN, apologize now for doing a sketch where you auctioned a black man off to the highest bidder.
Oh my God.
Well said, Sean King. Well said. And then, yeah.
It's exactly what it was.
What are you going to... Yeah. Actually, it wasn't even quarterback Sean King. This was I looked at this. I'm wrong. It's the same name, but this is a writer for the New York Daily News with the same name.
Not former Bucks quarterback Sean King.
No. I retract that.
Let's make that...
It's spelt almost the same.
Good like stuff, Ryan.
Thought it was the same guy.
He's
Look,
tough,
I got in front of it, jerk.
That's what she said.
Oh. Anyway, Kenny Mayne responded, fam... The optics aren't good, agreed, but it was replicating fantasy football auctions.
Doesn't matter, Kenny Mayne.
And then he said whites were up for bid, too. Oh,
just
man.
Didn't make that particular cut.
Unfortunately.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
I would have liked to see what the whites went for in that auction.
Oh,
yikes.
What?
727-579-1025-800-771. I'm just saying, if they would have got more money, then we know it's racist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, too bad we didn't get that far.
I did not get that far. It's sad. It's sad, 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 I tell you.